throw. We shall always remember all that perished in the struggle for our freedom. All hail our heroes. Our prayer shall be known both day and night. Say them always. All hail Biafra.
Good evening, wonderful people, great Biafrans, wherever you are on this planet. We are welcoming you to the second installment, the second segment of our broadcast this evening from Bristol in Virginia on the eastern side of the United States of America. My name is Nnamdi Kanu. I'm the host of Radio Biafra and its director, and by the grace of God, a servant of the wonderful people of Biafra. I have with me in the studio our dear sister, Chidera, who will be reading the news later on. We are welcoming you wherever you are. We're saying good morning, good afternoon, good evening. Even good night to some people. We know that those of you in the Far East, now is your morning. Some people in Australia, we know, are already at work. We are welcoming you that this is your own radio station, your own program. You set the agenda here. This is an open platform. Anything you have in mind, you can say it. We offer unadulterated free speech. Anything you have in mind, you want to tell the world, you want to share with us, this is the platform for you to do so. It is the only type. It is the only... it's only its kind, as they will say, in the world. The only place in Sub-Saharan Africa where you can freely speak your mind in one country and your voice will be heard all over the world. We are welcoming you wherever you are. We are in the United States. Very shortly, we shall be returning to our headquarters in London. And from there, hopefully, as soon as the transmitter comes, we will go to Biafra land for good, relocate there and stay there to broadcast to you at least 12 hours every blessed day. If you are on Facebook, if you're on Twitter, if you're on BlackBerry, the least you can do for your country is to tell your friends to tune into Radio Biafra right now. Please tell them to go to www.radiobiafra.co. Tell them to go to biliehumanrights.org. Tell them to go to peopleofbiafra.org. Tell them to go to indigenouspeopleofbiafra.org. Please remind them to do this every blessed day, twice a day. We come to you 7 p.m. in London and also 12 midnight, which is 2 p.m. here in the afternoon in Virginia and also 7 p.m. at night. It's gone, say, about 6 minutes past 7 p.m. here in the United States. We are welcoming you. We thank those of you that joined us during the earlier presentation. This edition is dedicated to the Americans, those who have left work, have come back home relaxing and listening to Radio Biafra, for them to call in to let us know what they think, to let us know what their views are about this Biafra that we are all pursuing. The Biafra that we want is a Biafra based on truth and honesty, a very transparent Biafra, a Biafra unencumbered by the difficulties associated with the Zoological Republic of Nigeria. Once again, before we proceed, I would like to go to Chidera to please say hello to you. Please, Chidera, go ahead.
Hello, wonderful people of Biafra. My name is Chidera Akabo, and I'm welcoming you to this later segment of the broadcast here in Bristol, Virginia.
Thank you very much. Thank you very, very much. You can contact us as usual. We have a very simple protocol. We don't have 25 stages. We don't have 90 stages. It's a very simple three-step process to get Biafra. And for our broadcast, we have a very simple method as well. Wait until about 35 minutes time, then you can start calling us. That is all you need to do. This is your own radio station. If we are talking and your calls come in, we try to pause to take your call. The only time we will not take your call is if there is another listener on the line, in which case we ask you to please try and persevere with us. We shall always endeavor to get back to you, especially those on Skype. By the way, if you want to join us on Skype, all you need to do is to add Radio Biafra, all lowercasing, Radio Biafra only. That's all you need to add. And you should be able to be with us. And for the telephone number, please.
+1 404 789 8796. Again, +1 404 789 8796.
That is the number for United States. That on this day, today is still the 17th of July here in the United States, in on the East Coast at least. For some of you, it is now the 18th of July. We are welcoming you wherever you are on this planet. We absolutely enjoy the time that you spend with us, your company, your support. We are also reminded that there are a lot of people who are helping, contributing towards the sustenance of Radio Biafra, contributing towards the purchase of the transmitter. We want this transmitter. The transmitter is like a hand grenade. It's like a nuclear bomb of truth. It carries with it truth. It is not too big, it's not too massive, but with it, a lot will happen where we come from. We'll be able to open up all the deepest recesses of criminality, all the deepest recesses of intrigue, all the deepest recesses of the people who are hell-bent on holding us hostage in the Zoological Republic. We are making it known to the world that God never intended for us to be part of Nigeria. God never intended it. And that is the reason why we're suffering today. Nobody conquered us. And we did not conquer anybody. The only race on this planet, the only homogeneous indigenous people on the face of the earth that never conquered anybody, despite the supremacy of our civilization, despite who we are as a people. That tells you that we are not a domineering people. It's not in our nature. We are welcoming, we are accommodating, we value life over and above every other thing. That is why we name the human being Madam, the beauty of life. There is no other race on this planet that has that. If you are an Igbo person, you are indeed privileged. You are a child of God. If you are from Akwa Ibom, not Akwa Ibom, if you are from Ibibio, if you are from Efik, if you are from Idoma, some people are now beginning to agitate for the Igala people as well. All is welcome. All is welcome. If we share the same affinity, but there's going to be a DNA test. You don't only do DNA when you have children here. We are going to do a DNA test to know who is who. We are going to do a paternity test to see who is actually related to we called Biafrans. We want to know. It's been established already that the Igbos and the Bibios are one people. By also extension, the Efik people. That one is not in dispute. It's not in doubt. We are one. Ikwere is part and parcel of Igbo and the Igwacha people. The Ndokwa people is also the same thing. Some people are saying some parts of Ijaw that we are also related to them. The Banke people, they are one of us. The Opobe people, they are from Unkwere anyway, so they are one of us. All the people that you see in the so-called Delta people, all the way from Asaba to Banke, to Umunede, to Agbo, all those places, most of them are from Agukunri. They are our people. They did not come from Benin. No, not at all. Somebody went to Benin, sojourned there for some time, and then came back to Onitsha. No, we are not from Benin. Not at all, not at all. This is Radio Biafra. Some people will say it's a part of history lesson, it's an economic lesson, it's geography lesson. It is also economics lesson. Because here on Radio Biafra, you can add math, science, and any other thing that you want. We tell you,
Bible.
And also Bible. We are deeply religious here because we do what the Bible asks us to do. What we are doing is in total fulfillment of what the scripture said, that his people must be made free. Once we turn to him as our Lord, God, and Savior. This is Radio Biafra. We are welcoming you once again on this day, the 17th here, the second segment of our twice daily installment from the United States. We are reporting this evening. Please, Chidera, give us the headlines.
The news headlines. Biafra war bombs recovered by police in Imo. Governor Obi awards 5.5 billion Naira road contracts in Anambra. We also reporting that Professor Abdullahi said Nigeria is descending into anarchy. Also that RA1 North must produce president in 2015. Nigerian Army recruits 16,000 in 2 years. three suspected Boko Haram members in Jigawa State. Also that EU, USA and UN may sanction Nigeria for al-Bashir's visit. Four northern governors visit Amechi. And that the Senate rejects single term and LG autonomy. Now the news in detail. Imo State Police Command yesterday recovered more civil war bombs, rockets, launchers and other active explosive devices buried during the Nigeria-Biafra war in five local council areas of the state. The recovered explosives include old wartime ammunition from an old military trench in Okigwe local government area, five primed improvised explosive devices, IED, found in Ezinihite Mbise local government area, 10 live wartime military bombs recovered at Obako in Mbitoli local government area, 6 live old wartime military bombs recovered at a building site in Ohuba in Ohaji Ebema local government local council area, and improvised explosive device IED found at Okigwe Axis. Anambra State ex government on Tuesday approved contracts for development
executive
valued at 5.5 billion naira. The North said on Tuesday that the role being played by wife of President Goodluck Jonathan, Patience, and the abuse of the rule of law in River State showed that the country was sliding into anarchy and lawlessness. A coalition of northern groups, which included the Arewa Consultative Forum, the Northern Elders Forum, the Code Group, the Arewa Reawakening Forum, the Northern Union, and the Arewa Research and Development Project, made the declaration at a press conference in Kaduna. Spokesman for the NEF, Professor Ango Abdullahi, who spoke on behalf of the coalition at a joint press conference, insisted that the hands of the presidency were clearly visible in the River State saga that appears to draw inspiration from the ambition of President Goodluck Jonathan to stay in power in 2015. Six northern organizations, including the Arewa Consultative Forum and the Northern Elders Forum on Tuesday, insisted that the North must produce the nation's president in 2015. The ACF, the NEF, Arewa Reawakening Forum, Arewa Research and Development Project, Northern Union and the Code Group said at a news conference in Kaduna that an existing agreement that the presidency should return to the region must be strictly followed. NEF spokesman and former advisor on food security to ex-president Olusegun Obasanjo, Professor Ango Abdullahi, who spoke for the groups, warned that if parties to the pact fail to adhere to it, the North would use its numerical strength to ensure that power returned to it in 2015. The North is determined and is insistent that the leadership of the country will rotate to it in 2015. And I am making it very, very clear to you, journalist, Abdullahi said. Chief of Army Staff Lieutenant General Azubike Hejuka yesterday said that the Nigerian Army has recruited over 16,000 officers and men to beef up its operations within and outside the country in the last 2 years. Hejuka spoke during the Nigerian Army Combat Support Arms Training Week 2013 with the theme enhancing the capacity of the Nigerian Army Combat Support Arms in the contemporary environment at the Nigerian Army School of Military Engineering, NASME, in Makurdi, Benue State Capital. Meanwhile, Governor Gabriel Soswam of Benue State has described the army as the backbone, hope, and stabilizing factor in our country's democracy and therefore deserves the continuous support and encouragement of the political class. Nigeria may be sanctioned by the United Nations for the visit of the Sudanese President Omar al-Bashir to the country. The International Criminal Court, The Hague, said on Tuesday that it might report Nigeria to the UN Security Council for possible sanction over its failure to arrest al-Bashir during his visit to the country. This came even as the European Union maintained on Tuesday that UN member states, including Nigeria, a state which is a party to the Rome Statute, should provide by and implement the UN resolutions. Al-Bashir cut short his visit to Nigeria and abruptly left on Monday amid calls for his arrest by groups and activists. There was commotion again in Rivers State as thousands of youths believed to be loyal to the Minister of State for Education, Mr. Nyeso Wike, on Tuesday reportedly threw stones and other objects at the convoy of the Rivers State Governor, Mr. Rotimi Amaechi, at the Port Harcourt International Airport, Omagba. Vehicles in the convoy were conveying four northern governors, Sule Lamido of Jigawa, Murtala Nyako of Adamawa, Babangida Aliyu of Niger, and Rabiu Pampasu of Kano, who were on a solidarity visit to Amaechi. A bus in which some commissioners in the state were seated in was said to have had its windscreen smashed by the protesters. The Senate yesterday rejected the proposed 6-year single tenure for elected presidents and governors as the lawmakers overwhelmingly voted against it. The single tenure proposal was shut down with a vote of 86-14 and one abstinence. Interestingly, the Senate yesterday recorded the highest number of attendance in recent times with 101 members present. For any of the new proposals in the draft constitutional bill to scale through, the Constitution requires a two-thirds majority, which translates to 73 in a Senate which has 109 members.
Thank you very much. Very lengthy news presentation, actually a news summary, because we didn't go on to read out all the news in detail. We are reporting this evening that a few bombs, a leftover, kind of a throwback to how things used to be in the past. The Imo State Police Command was reporting that they recovered more Civil War bombs, rocket launchers, and other active explosive devices buried during the Nigeria War of Attrition, the War of Genocide, the War of Elimination. Those were recovered around Mbise and some also around Okigwe local government area. We are also reporting today that the war drums are beating, that the North are saying that the presidency must return to them. The reason why we are reporting this is to highlight the imminent danger, because Nigeria as a country is descending into anarchy, is descending into chaos, and something must be done about it as quickly as possible. And that thing we are beginning to do right now, the restoration of Biafra, is the only way forward. Our people must come together, must unite as one for us to be able to proceed. Even Arewa as well are saying that they must produce the president. And this is a direct quote from them. The North is determined and is insistent that the leadership of this country will rotate to it in 2015. And I am making that very clear to you. This is what they are saying. They are making it very clear, insisting that Nigeria must return the presidency, the seat of power, to the North. They are threatening to use their numerical advantage, which is a fraudulent number. This was the number that the British gave to them in 1953. It was not the correct census, but that way it built into the psyche of everyone in that zoological republic that somehow the North has more population than the South. In the North, they count Igbo people living in the North as being Northerners. When it comes to going to school, they ask you to fill in your state of origin. When it comes to census, you are a Northerner. When it comes to any other thing, they ask you to put in your state of origin. That is apartheid going on in Nigeria. That is a two-tier system. If you score 139 in Anambra, you will pass to go to school. If you score 2 in Yobe, you will also go to the same school. If you score 138 in Anambra, you cannot get in. If you score 1 in Yobe, you will be able to get in. That goes to show the level of discrimination going on. Why some people can't see this is beyond anybody. When people claim that Nigeria is a democracy, they do not know what they're talking about. Because in a democracy, you do not need the military to sustain a democratically elected government. Democracy means that the people were elected into power by a majority of the people. If that is the case, why is Nigeria, the zoological republic, tithering on the brink of collapse? Why is it that you need the army to maintain law and order? If indeed the people elected into offices were rightly chosen by the people, why do you need army to guard them? In every other democracy in the world, you don't need army people providing security to civilians. You have civilians providing security for civilians against army takeover or coup. But in this case, that shows you that almost 90% of the people in power in the Zoological Republic of Nigeria were rigged into office. They are not popular choices. If not, why would you need a military? If people were unanimously or majority of the people voted them into power, why do you have the need to have the army? When you have men that claim they do, sometimes I wonder the type of education people have in that place. When you read most literature, when you read most books about slavery, about things that has happened to people coming out of Africa, you begin to wonder if as a group, as a collective, people are capable of reasoning. For a governor to come out, his name is Gabriel Suswam of Benue State, to describe the army as the backbone. Can you believe that a civilian is describing the army as the backbone, the hope and stabilizing factor in our country's democracy, and therefore deserves the continuous support and encouragement of the political class? I don't know what planet people are coming from. When people describe Africans as monkeys, sometimes you can begin where they draw their inference from. How can somebody who claims he or she is learned say that the military is the stabilizing factor in a democratic country? For in case they have forgotten, that is why the system of government the Europeans brought to Africa is quite staggering in the scale of its deceit and treachery. Nobody has told this man that army, spelled A-R-M-Y, army, or the military, their job is to protect the country from external aggression. No decent government in this world, that is a democracy, deploys troops in peacetime only when they are fighting an external war. No country, that is a democracy, deploys troops. No country that is civilized. Instead, they have the police to use, they have civil defense, and in most cases, they have the National Guard if it's in the United States, or say riot police in the case of Nigeria. They have mobile police. They have civil defense. They have the police. Why is the army playing a role in stabilizing the country? Is it because the country is not worth stabilizing? That is what we're asking this evening. And why they must be making the threat that somehow, if the power doesn't return to the north, that they will blow everybody out of the water. That is what they're threatening. They have their army already, which is Boko Haram. So they are prepared. Anything they say they're going to do, they will do it. Should they decide to come in to Islamize the Igbo people today, the road is free for them. They have taken over Ebonyi State anyway. As a caller reminded us previously, they have also taken over part of Umuahia. They have taken over part of Abia. Not Umuahia exactly, but along Lokpa Nta Okigwe Express Road. They are camped there. A whole major freeway that should run seamless and uninterrupted from Enugu to Port Harcourt. If you come to this part, look, but after Okigwe, heading towards Enugu, after the road that takes you to Isuochi, you will see them camped to the left and to the right, the road blocked. What they are doing to us there, they cannot do it in the north. What they are doing to us there is strangling the economy of the southeastern region. They cannot do it in their own state. I challenge anybody who has been to the northern part of Nigeria, who has traveled into any of the major cities in the north, to tell me if they've ever seen cattle rearers before, driving their cattle very close to a highway, or even in urban areas. No, it doesn't happen. But because they own the whole of Nigeria, because Biafra land is still part of Nigeria, they come down anything they like they can do. They walk about with impunity. They graze even where they're not supposed to graze, and they are blocking a major arterial road that runs between Enugu and Port Harcourt, and nobody is doing anything. When people see what to agitate over, they don't agitate over it. When they hear that their brothers are saying something about Biafra, they go and kill them. This is an assignment for people to do, those that are looking for work to undertake. They have taken over where we come from very slowly, and we are powerless to do anything about it. This is Radio Biafra. If you're joining us for the very first time, that you are welcome to this program. We are asking you to please inform your friends, inform your family. Tell them, please, that Radio Biafra is on. Use Facebook, use Twitter, use your BlackBerry. Do something for Biafra. Add your friends to Radio Biafra Facebook page. It is incumbent upon you to make sure that we get to 1 million. We are stuck at somewhere near 60,000. It's not good enough. We've not even gotten to 100,000 yet. What is stopping you to do something? If you claim you love Biafra, ask yourself every blessed day, how many people have I added to Radio Biafra London Facebook page? How many people have I been... And we are explaining to you all the time that the reason why we want you to keep adding people is very simple. We don't want anybody, especially those of them in the US, to say, oh, nobody told us. We didn't hear about it. Anybody you add to the Facebook group knows something about what we are doing. Anybody you add to the Facebook group knows about Radio Biafra and the times of our programming. Even if they themselves don't do anything, their friends will know that they're with Radio Biafra. The message will continue to propagate. As long as we keep the burning desire alive of our wish to get Biafra in truth and honesty, our work is being done. We need as many people as possible. It is not difficult. You go there where it says add friends to the top right-hand corner. If you click there, type in any alphabet, it will show you your friends. You do it. Sometimes we don't exhaust the list we have. You have to take time and do it from A to Z. That way you'll be able to make sure at least you've picked up as many of your friends or a majority of them in that very process. We are welcoming you wherever you are on this planet. That this is Radio Biafra, the only open platform you have coming out of sub-Saharan Africa, where you speak in one country and your voice is heard in another. Radio Biafra is exclusively driven by the wishes and aspirations of the listening public. You tell us what to do and we do it. The number to call once again is +1 404 789 8796. I repeat, +1 is a US number. We are going back to London in the next few days. Don't worry about that. It's +1 404 789 8796, or you can join us via Skype, please. All you need to do is to add Radio Biafra. Add Radio Biafra, please, to your Skype contact list. And that is all you need to do to be able to join us. Once again, we are welcoming wherever you are. Normally, our lines won't be open by this time, but it is open should you wish to call us. We are reporting today that the Arewa North are saying, the people of the Hausa Fulani, the owners of Nigeria, are saying that they must produce the president come 2015. We are also saying that they have started their charm offensive. Their divide and rule is gathering momentum, is gathering pace. They are wooing the governor of River State. His name is Chibuike Amaechi. He called himself Rotimi so that the Yorubas can love him. They didn't love him because the Yorubas knows what he knows. He is now running to Hausa people to offer them affection, to hand over River State to them, to use it to destabilize Jonathan's ambition, and in the process allow our enemies to come in to drive a wedge between us and our people in River State, and also going further to the people in Bayelsa. This man is being used the way they have used other people before him, and they are also going to dump him. He must remember what they did to Adakaboro. The same nonsense was played out. He thought he was doing the job for his masters. Eventually, they turned around and killed him. So Amaechi must be very, very wary of his dalliance with these people. We are reporting today also that there are some bombs found. We are also reminding our people that there are 3 suspected Boko Haram members in Jigawa State, and also that Nigeria is facing possible sanction for allowing Omar al-Bashir to leave the country. The International Criminal Court in The Hague is reporting on Tuesday that it is now considering reporting Nigeria to the UN, to the UN Security Council, for possible sanction over its failure to arrest al-Bashir during his visit. We are asking ourselves, why is it that the international community is taking very seriously the issue of al-Bashir and crimes against humanity, and not doing so when it comes to the issue of Biafra? What is the difference between Darfur and Biafra? Why is Darfur more serious than Biafra? These are the questions that we're asking today. We are welcoming you from wherever you are on this planet. That this is Radio Biafra. Our lines are open. You are free to call us. You are free to call Radio Biafra. Anything you have in mind, we are more than welcome to provide answers to you for that as well. Please do try and call us and make it as brief as possible. This is the second segment, the second installment of our program, coming to you today live and direct from a place called Bristol in Virginia on the eastern shores of the United States of America. Yes, Chidera, please go ahead.
Yes, as we have the Ministry of Education in the country, that isn't there anything like an international organization that oversees education so that we can report that that cutoff mark, you know, the cutoff mark I'm talking about of the schools.
Yes.
Isn't there any academic organization or any ministry that is higher than the national level?
No, I think is the Nigeria can claim is a type of affirmative action, that they are within their rules. You cannot tell them how to run their education policy. If they are saying no, that they won't fund. If they're saying that they will not fund education in other parts of Biafra land, then you can complain. But as long as they are willing to fund it, then you can't really say much. This is Radio Biafra. You're the first caller to the second installment of our program from Bristol in Virginia. Give us your name and where you are, please.
This is Mario Courage here. Simon Abono Courage from Toronto, Canada.
The good man himself, our host, our veteran in Canada, the good people of Canada, we are very grateful to you. You are welcome to the program. We are here once again in the United States, broadcasting to the whole of humanity from here. Please go ahead, sir. What would you like to say?
What I would like to say is this. They want to get back to power in 2015. I have no problem with that. As long as them and Eurobars, we will take the one Nigeria. But the bottom line is that I don't want Biafra to be a part of Nigeria. They can live themselves once they have the demarcation, Yoruba and Nigeria. They can form their alliance or whatever. Let them go and return power to whatever, even if to River Niger or whatever. That's their business. As long as we have our Republic of Biafra 2015, let them live themselves. And you say something about this education, why you down here? Look at what that people are doing. Somebody in Yoruba State will score one in the whatever exam and get admission. Somebody will score 139 in Anambra, he won't get admission. And you begin to wonder, ask them about this federal character, the oil block. Why don't they share the oil block as they share the federal character? Then tell them, of their only 85% of the oil block. Is that not subject to federal characters? Why can't they share 50 to the north, 50 to the west, when on the south, when we come to the south? Don't forget we have the east, the west, and the midwest. We share the portion of the 50% of the area block among the south. But all these people, they're crazy. You know, let the power return to the north in 2015. I don't have any problem with that. But I don't want the effort to be part of Nigeria by 2015. Let them do as they want. That's my reason. If they want the fact, let it start, you know. I wish Obama would give me a nuclear weapon. I'll go and drop it in that Ashtarok today. That thing that will happen tomorrow, let it happen today. I want you to see all the happening in my before I die, you know. So, I don't even want to wait. Whatever will happen tomorrow, let it happen today. There's no point waiting. So, that's my comment. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you very much. Thank you very, very much. Very brief and succinct and direct to the point. That is our first caller for today. This is Radio Biafra. Our Skype is okay. Don't worry about that. A few of our connection is slightly down. We are going to make sure that we resume it as quickly as possible. We are welcoming you wherever you are on this planet. This is Radio Biafra, please. For the time being, you can get us on the phone. You can get us on the phone, please. Can you give them the telephone number again, please?
+1 404 789 8796. Again, +1 404 789 8796.
Thank you very much. This is Radio Biafra. We are coming to you today live from a place called Bristol. There is a Bristol in England as well. If you're Bristol, I've forgotten your Bristol is towards Wales. If you're driving towards Reading on that stretch of the road, towards M4 takes you to Bristol. So that goes to show that there is significant English influence on this part of the world, since the name is Bristol. Please, once again, we welcome you that this is Radio Biafra. You can get us on www.radiobiafra.co. If your friends are not part of Radio Biafra, please make sure you tell them about it. Make sure you bring it to their attention. Make sure that they're following Radio Biafra in all that we do. We are here to direct our people on how we are all going to get Biafra together, because Biafra belongs to each and every one of us. It doesn't belong just to a few people. It belongs to all the people. And we want you to be a part of it. We want you to partake in Biafra, and we want your views to be heard. That is why Radio Biafra is here. We take your calls on Skype and also on the phone, and we want you to be a part of what we are doing. We only have about 2 more days to stay in the United States before we return to the UK. It's been a very wonderful experience so far, hasn't it?
Yeah. And we don't want you to go anymore.
Radio Biafra has to return. We need to return to continue the work that we are doing. A lot of our people must realize that the work we are doing is a very serious one. We are taking this to every part of the world to let our people know what is happening. This is Radio Biafra. Give us your name and where you are, please. Your name and where you are.
Good evening, Nandi.
Good evening.
My name is Michael Ogumebun. I'm James. This is my third time I'm calling.
Yes.
I'm calling from Netherlands.
From Netherlands, yes. Go ahead.
Yes, you see, I agree with the first speaker, because I see it this way, I quite agree with him, because one thing is this: is it possible for we to tell the Igbos that 2015 we will not participate in Nigerian election? At least, if you don't participate, they will not govern you, because you did not participate. You did not go. You will not register, and you will not vote. Then, if they declare that they want to rule us, I said it's not possible. We want to stay on our own. By then, I think the international community has to step in. Then, and again, bringing the Ogoni people. All those people that are willing to join. Because this issue of separating, joining this and joining that, these people will say they are not, these people are saying they are not. I read what Tokumbo Asare said last time on the newspapers. He was vomiting like we Igbos are vomiting. But I agree that if they join the broom together, it is difficult to break. But if one is like this, it is very easy to break. That is my own word, sir. Thank you.
Thank you very much. It's well spoken, and we take it. We hope that our people should be able to say no come the elections, but we are not in control of them, for the simple reason that we do not have our transmitter yet. That is why we need our transmitter, because we need to be able to educate and enlighten the people at home. We want them to understand the need to have a society where the people, the ordinary people, decide what happens. They decide what happens. If Nigeria wants to go ahead with the elections, that is their business. As our brother said, Simon Okorojo, our veteran in Toronto, in Canada, said, if need be, let the Yorubas and the Hausas be together in one country. We're not begrudging them, but we are saying that we don't want to be a part of that. We don't want to be a part of this charade called Nigeria. We want to be Biafrans, to be free, to lead our lives the way God intended it, the way we were before the white man came, So it is imperative that we return to the ways of our ancestors, the way of our fathers, because we only have Biafra to reckon with and nothing more. On this day, we are still on the 17th of July in this part of the world. This is Radio Biafra. We are coming to you live and direct from a place called Bristol in Virginia. Once again, I'm Anamde Kanu. I'm a sister of Radio Biafra. I have my sister with me here, Chidera. Did you say you people were going to miss Radio Biafra once we are gone? Is that correct?
Yes.
We will try and go. I mean, the people in Atlanta are saying they will try all they can to make sure that Radio Biafra returns as quickly as possible to see the people. And I don't know what it is that maybe for you that people has taken away from what we have done so far. What do you think that they've been able to learn? Do you think that the message has gotten through to the right number of people in there to get through to?
You mean here in the United States?
Yeah, yeah.
I think the message has gotten to the Biafrans. I don't know about the Igbo people. So I'm praying that it continues spreading even after you have left, so that they can get to hear about it and become converted into the Biafran family, so that they can get salvation, because that's the only place they can be saved, because there is doom coming very soon in Nigeria.
Why are they finding it difficult to assimilate? Why are they finding it difficult to absorb? What is it about them that they can't get it straight into their heads that Nigeria is coming to an end?
Again, it's the selfishness. Like you saw that most of them are very comfortable here.
Is it the comfort or what?
Yes, and they've probably invited their families to live with them here. So they don't really care if the people back home are perishing, because some of them have their family members here. I think that's what it is.
You think because they have their family members here, yeah. is that the reason why they're
yes.
doing that?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's wonderful. If we have been missing a lot of calls, please, if you called Radio Biafra, please try and call us back. And also the people on Skype as well, do try and call us back. We are trying to rectify whatever difficulty it is we are having with Skype connection, which I think it is back on now. Our Skype is all well and good. It is functioning very well. Please do try and call us back. We had also a caller on the phone, and can you please try and call us back? If you have anything to say, that this is an open platform. This is Radio Biafra. Anything you have to say, anything you need to say, try and say it, because here is the only place you get the opportunity to air your views, to speak your mind, and to let us know what you're thinking so that we may be able to act upon it. Here we are not afraid to say that we look or we hope to be enlightened by our people. We hope to learn something from our listeners, and that is what we do on a daily basis. We are welcoming you, and also please do not forget that right now we are less than 60,000, isn't it, on Facebook. And also equally that Radio Biafra has a very simple three-step process. Our process, the way we want to get Biafra is a very simple one. All we need to do is to abide by the three steps. We are planning to have a worldwide protest, have a worldwide demonstration from the rising of the sun in Japan to when it sets in this country on the western reaches of it in the United States. We want to hold a demonstration in each and every country come 12 noon. We want to hold a demonstration after that to drive home to the world that we are Biafrans, after which we will then go back home to drive away all the workers of iniquity with the help of our transmitter, which is akin to more or less a nuclear bomb. We'll be able to go back home and drive through the changes that we are looking for. And then after that, we confront our enemies. Let's take this call. This is Radio Biafra. Please give us your name and where you are, please. Your name and where you are.
Brother Nguyen, it's Fred Hunter from Willis, Texas. How are you? And welcome back to the United States.
Thank you very much, my dear brother. Thank you. Thank you very much.
I really did enjoy your broadcast from Chicago and from Canada also.
Thank you.
It seems to me that you kind of made some kind of a connection with the people of Chicago, with the name of the city and people who started, I would say, Kiwi Nietzsche. That's the way I pronounced it anyway.
Yes, yes. yes. We didn't have contact with them. We did, and we quite enjoyed it. All the lessons, the very rich Igbo influence in the United States, of which you are a visual representation of, is quite amazing. I enjoyed it thoroughly. The lecture series by Ekwenche, I'll put it that way, was thoroughly enjoyed. And but what we need to do is, how best do you think we can go about getting people like you, the Igbo Americans, or some would say African Americans, who are here? What advice are you giving to us? How do we begin to draw them into what we are doing? How do we get them enthused and interested?
I know that you are a very busy man, but I called your host in Los Angeles today, Mr. Odie, I think it's Obi.
Yes. Obi,
and
yes.
I know that you are a very busy man. I asked him to listen to a radio, Living in Black radio station, and see what he thought, and see if he could arrange an interview for you sometimes. I hope that will work out all right.
Yes, yes.
He
yes.
said he would listen to it. I know you're a very busy man, and you can't do everything. But let me make one other comment. I hope that the Igbo people living here in the United States will pay attention to what happened to the Trayvon Martin case and yes. recognize and realize that to one degree or another, they are no different than he is sometimes. And maybe they should really consider Biafra and their own country and making a contribution there.
Yes, about the case of the Trayvon Martin, it shocks the world. It's not something we've covered extensively because we've been waiting for people in America to bring up the issue for us to discuss on air. How are you seeing it? Is it just a question of, because I've been seeing a lot of commentaries and documentaries on the case, is it a question of pure race? Was race the issue? Why did they allow an all-white jury anyway? Why did they allow that to happen in the first place? Why have all-white jury in a case involving a black person?
What they did as far as there's a specific system. You're tried by a jury of your peers. And so what they do is they take the number of people from a driver's license or voter registration, and they might send out 500 or so people to come to report for jury duty. And yes. it's drawn from the local community.
Yes.
And so 500 people or whatever it is that they sermon, and then from this number they select 6 people. It just turned out because of the location of where the crime happened, that the majority of the people living in this area happen to be white.
Yeah.
And so they go through this process. And whether they will admit it or not, I'm fairly sure that race did play a part in it, because when you see this young man walking in this neighborhood with the hoodie, which he had every right to do,
yes,
but there's somewhat of amount of fear among certain groups of white people or black people.
And do they distinguish between those of them born here or those of them that migrated to this country, especially the later Igbos? I'm not talking about you people who were captives that came here. I'm talking about the later generations. The latter generations. Is there when could what happened to this young man happen to any of them, or are they immune from it?
We kind of got a bad connection. Would you repeat, please?
Yeah, I said, what happened to the young man, Trayvon Martin? That's his name, isn't it? Trayvon Martin.
Trayvon Martin.
Trayvon Martin.
What happened?
Yes. What happened to him? Could that happen to any other person, or is it just specific to him as a person?
Well, in neighborhoods, and there's nothing necessarily wrong with it, programs such that are called neighborhood watch programs. And to look out for the community, to report suspicious activity, and this man who, George Zimmer, who was in charge of this neighborhood watch program, what he was doing, it was a legally constituted program, except he refused to do what they asked him to do. He was only supposed to report suspicious activity and never get out of his car to profile the man. But there's a law in the state of Florida where they have this called Stand Your Ground.
Yes.
And this is a fairly recent development, that type of law. And so they consider the fact that he was probably being beaten by, after profiling the young man, he was losing the fight, in my opinion. And since he had the gun, he said that he was defending himself because he was in fear of his life.
Go ahead. You know, what happened here couldn't have happened in England. As biased and as racist, I've been discussing this with friends, as biased and as racist as some people may think United Kingdom is, this type of law couldn't have happened. You remember there was a case of a young black boy called Stephen Lawrence many years ago. Stephen Lawrence was brutally murdered, and the same thing happened. Because of the death of Stephen Lawrence, the entire policing laws of the United Kingdom was changed. The police were squarely blamed for not bringing these people to book. The journalists in the United Kingdom pursued and pursued and pursued these people until they were caught and they were convicted. So I can't understand how you can be in a country that claims to love freedom, that claims that equality is their watchword, that claims that all men are born equal before the law, and you go to trial of that magnitude, and they are saying jury of your peers, to mean, are they then excluding black people? Are they then excluding African American people? Are they excluding other minorities in this country? Are they not part of the peer of this Zimmerman, of a human being? Are they not part of it? How do you classify peers in the United States? What makes if as an African myself, if I come here as a Biafran and something is wrong and I'm going to be tried, do I have the right to say that I want an all African jury? Is that possible?
Do you have a right to do what?
To ask for an all African American jury to try me?
No, that is not the right. It's just a sampling. A random selection from the community in which you live. It's all random.
Okay.
And if you have the crime happened to be in a specific jurisdiction, if it's all white or all Japanese or wherever the crime occurs,
yes,
they send out a random selection of people who eligible to be on jury duty.
Okay. I think that is clear. That's clear now. Yes.
And in theory, this is the way that it should be. Except, whether we like it or not, many, many people in the United States, they are pro-white rather than neutral.
Yes.
And in a case like this, they sometimes have a different way of evaluating codes of conduct and activities.
Okay. Okay, thank you very much.
Very nice to talk to you, and I hope that some of the people who are listening will consider.
Yes, hello?
That they could be in the same position that this young man was in sometimes in the future.
Exactly. I hope they bear that in mind in everything that they do on a daily basis. Thank you very much, my dear brother. Thank you very much.
Enjoy talking. You have a good day. Bye.
Thank you. Yes, that's Freddie Hunter. He considers himself an Igbo American. They are part of the people who were captured many, 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 many centuries ago and brought to the United States. And it is a good thing that he is part of us and contributing in whatever way he can to making sure that what we are doing is necessary. Let us go back to our brother. Are you back here with us, our veteran? Please go ahead. We are listening. Go ahead.
Okay, ma'am, please, I want you to do some of us a favor. Please, whenever you do a 2 p.m. program, could you put it right up in the business so that we could listen to it? I came back from work today, I couldn't see the 2 p.m. program. At least from, that 4 o'clock when I come off from work, to 7 o'clock, I can listen to your new program and join you. For some of us, this radio Biafra is very, very therapeutic. It calms us down, it makes us sleep well at night. That's only the second I see you. And for the mother case is pure racism. And I thought, you have jury of 12. Why is it to 6? This American people that crazy. That's why in 1978, when I graduated, and some of my friends were going to America, I told them to go, whatever they did, they let them eat. I don't want anything like being at the wrong place at the wrong time or drive back. Those people are crazy. Right from their president to the common man. They're not removed from their head. They're all crazy. What do you mean by stand your ground law? Stand your ground law is somebody who can't go back with their gun. He wants to send and shoot somebody. Those people are crazy. That's very, very crazy. I don't believe because even if you go to the airport, they're going crazy. Before you leave, they pump them into your body. I don't want to, even Buffalo, I don't want to go there. One time I went there, they told me, I said, please, I don't want to go out there. I'm safe in Canada. Put back your gun, I don't want to go there. They said, I'm afraid of America. When would I tell my people that I'm a wrong place at the wrong time, somebody shot me? Go to Detroit, they're shooting from their car. If Sarim up and down, ambulance, you can never sleep there. I wonder have people sleep there. Please, those people are crazy. That's one thing I know. Yeah. You know, I don't know, so they are crazy. Why right from the prison to the bottom man? Look at people like Jamate, you would have started bombing Iran or whatever. They want to go war at anything, and what else? It's the poor people that are dying. You know, America is fighting two wars and having a task for the rich people. What are the poor people, what are the rich people, you know, pay for it, a war? They want to balance their budget on the back of and like one man said, during the peace, the poor people work in the factory to support the rich. During the war, they go to the battlefront to protect them. During the poor is crime, that's one thing I believe. Poverty is a sin.
But why do they have so much? Why do they have so much guns in this country? Why is it that I couldn't believe it? You know, that is why I never tried to visit the U.S. before, because of all the laws and carrying guns. They stand your ground. If somebody is coming to you, you shoot them. Why do they have such? Although I haven't seen any myself. I haven't even seen two people arguing or fighting. Maybe it's the areas we've been visiting. I don't know.
America is crazy. The gun lobby, they want to save their gun. They don't care, you know. In fact, let me tell you one thing. All these military doctors that, you know, go to the theater of war to, treat the wounded. They come to the inner city and give them guns, they shoot themselves, they use them to practice and highlight their skills and how to clean gun wounds. Then they shoot them to this warfare. You see, the inner city, they give out their, medical, whatever, and know how to treat the gunshots. It's in the inner city, that's why they give them the gun, to kill themselves, so that they have the patient to learn how to treat war wounds. Then they go to the military and make millions of dollars. America is crazy. And I pray for you, dear. Please, do not go back to Britain. I'm sure, sir. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Chidera is in the U.S. here. And very soon, you'll become a doctor soon. Is that correct?
Yes.
You're studying to become a doctor. Yes, you're all professionals around here, which is a great thing. It's a wonderful thing that we have our people. We also thank those of you adding your friends onto Facebook. We are receiving the confirmation. We are receiving the confirmation of those adding their friends onto Facebook that this is Radio Biafra. It's a U.S. special edition. If you hear us discussing something about United States of America, please do try and bear with us. This is Radio Biafra. We know, but we are also reporting on the U.S. Let's go back to the line. We are coming back to you because we know you've been calling. This is Radio Biafra. Give us a name and where you are, please.
Yeah, my name is Samuel Uwahino Jr. I'm calling from Maryland.
From Maryland, please go ahead.
Yes, I again thank you all for the work you all are doing. That is very commendable, and it's something needed to create awareness. However, I have this one concern, a few concerns actually. One is that how do we capture the awareness and the continuous motivation of the Igbo youth, especially in Maryland? And because the situation is that two of Odoha Hana Sosibo at all. And then three, Menanahana Gwaha Maka Biafra Gwaha, you know, Mombasa, Nigeria, not two Madana na Awusu.
Yes.
Exactly. So like for example, like now I'm here, I talk with my friend in Texas, Ugo, who hosted you all and did a great job and hosting you all down there.
Mm-hmm.
And in the midst of our conversation, I said, how can we capture the mind and imagination of the Igbo Americans, the youth here? Because already a lot of them have to learn Hagala College, everything, you know, and the understanding of women is not there. So it's like, and women are
Stay where you were. The caller on Skype, stay where you are. We're coming to you next.
So it's of a great concern because as I go around and just talk and dialogue with people, you know, in the Igbo and everything, I'm on the left and right. I mean, as in most of the youth, they're just, you know, working, school.
Yeah.
They had their birds and their kids and kin. And I need to be because I'm not in Ghana. I want about that's the reality.
Yes. What we are going to do is I would like you to stay on the line. You're not in a hurry, are you? Are you in a hurry to do something?
No.
Stay where you are, because we're going to discuss this to between us and our listeners. We will find a solution to this, how we can infuse the younger generations here. This is Radio Biafra The Caller on Skype. Give us your name and where you are, please.
Yes, my name is Ifeoma Kienwoba. I'm calling from Sweden.
You're calling from Sweden. You're welcome to the program. This is Radio Biafra. You've been listening all this while, I believe. Is that correct?
Yes, you are correct.
Yeah,
I have been listening.
Yes, go ahead.
For a long time, and today is actually, I think, my first time of calling Radio Biafra.
Yes.
And as I'm talking to you right now, some of my family members are listening to me down in Onitsha.
Yes.
Yes, because I discussed with some of my cousins on Facebook about that, and you know, his mother and other family members, siblings, they are listening right now.
Oh, that is a wonderful thing. So in a very small way, you have been doing your own mobilizing secretly. Is that what you're informing people, telling them about Radio Biafra? Is that correct?
Exactly, you are correct.
that is wonderful. Have you been in touch with our dear sister Ngozi Madu in Sweden?
Exactly, I'm a member in Sweden. Yes,
you're a member in Sweden. That is wonderful. You people are doing a very great job. Sweden is another place where we have a lot of hope, and is showing a lot of promise, because some of you who have brought out yourselves are doing the right thing by coming here. And as we said, as long as our women are with us, we are bound to succeed. We are discussing about how to bring out the younger ones, the youths, both here in America and elsewhere in Europe as well. In your own opinion, I presume you're a mother, is that correct?
No, I am not yet a mother.
But you will be very soon.
We are
praying for that. So what we would like to know is that what suggestion, what advice can you give as to how we can enthuse and motivate our younger ones, especially those who are born here? I don't know if you heard when Freddie Hunter spoke. Freddie Hunter is a black American, is an African American. He calls himself an Igbo American. He traced his ancestry back to Igbo land to say, this is where I come from. Why, if somebody who was born here, his forebears were brought from our lands many, 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 many centuries ago. Hunter is not an Igbo name. Of course, very soon he will change his surname to Igbo name. Why is it that even the younger ones are not... Where is the blame? Where does the blame lie? That the younger ones here, most of them with trousers at their knees. They don't wear trousers anymore. So he's crawling on the floor. So how do we get them to... In fact, if you see some of them, you'll be scared to tell them about Biafra and where they come from. You know, so it's a bit worrying. How do we overcome that problem?
You see, the problem starts from the parents of those children who wear those trousers that are pouring down. They call it, I don't know if they call it swag. Or, yes,
maybe
swagging.
Maybe I'm too old. I've not heard of that one before.
They call it swagging, you know, for those who want to meet up with what is happening in the current society. But the problem lies on the parents. The parents should also educate their children. But what if the parents are not, you know, enlightened enough to know about Biafran land? Maybe if the parents were born also in that type of way of life, how do the children understand these things you're talking about? It becomes a serious problem. So the parents should also, you know, get some education and information from their own parents too. If they don't do that, then the generation will suffer a lot.
I tend to agree with you. And let us see if our brother is also of the opinion. Our dear brother from Maryland, are you still there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Did you hear what the sister said from Sweden?
No, I didn't get to hear what she
said. Okay, you didn't. Okay, because we are listening and you turned your system off. She's saying that a lot of work has to be done by the parents. But some of the parents themselves, you need to do a lot of work on them too. So you don't know where to start from. The parents need help. The children, they need help. So where do we start from? Hello, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
If the parents also need help, where do we start from?
One observation I see has to come from outside of the home. on where the child grew up. For example, like let's say if there's two or more persons in like Maryland who are, let's say they're in the working field.
Yes.
Maybe their age is around maybe 27 or so. If at least we need to at least create awareness, like just mobilize little by little. But at the same time, you have a lot of like Igbo Americans or youth who will say, I just don't have the time, I don't understand what it's about, or honestly, you tell them to listen to Little Biafra and then they just don't listen. Like, as in they just be very blind to information. So what is killing us from him, lack of information, lack of media, of true media that will give you the reality of news, which is what Radio Biafra does a good job of doing. But there needs to be mobilization, or at least gathering the flock. But I don't know which elder or which children in Maryland or in general in America will do that for the youth to collect the consciousness.
Yeah, but the thing again that I want to inquire is that what do we need to start? Are they into basketball? We can start a basketball here, Biafran basketball team. Maybe that will get them going. Or start, they don't play, is it basketball and football, American football? Why can't some of you start something like that? Biafran handball, is it handball? You know this one you throw and men will be running and catch it like women, you know?
Yeah.
What's it called?
Yeah.
They wear helmets and they're going to war.
I think that's called football. That was called football.
No, it's not football. Football is what we play. No.
Is that
can't
be football.
The American
football.
They call it football.
Yes.
Church
Abasa. Yeah, yeah.
The football is soccer here.
Church Abasa. Like, can't we football? Football or can't we
Yeah. American football is totally different from any.
My goodness, you people can form one now. Biafran football, how about everyone in the field? They will be able to come around because we have a very serious problem here. All jokes aside, you have people who are born in Zungeru. They traveled to Kano to go and do youth service. They came to Lagos and worked for one company, and they came abroad. They've only been home about four times in their life. The total period of time they've spent back home is about 3.5 weeks. So I don't know if the same way that we came to US, after staying in the US and going to Canada, can I go back and say I'm grounded in US culture? I know what is happening. I've been here for nearly a month. I don't know that you don't have football. Like, what you have is different. That having men wearing helmet and pad on the shoulder like women running around is football. I've never heard of that before. But that is what it has. So we need a lot of work to be done on a lot of people. I am grateful to you. Please, don't people have meetings in Maryland? Meeting in the Webana Watch?
I'm in the Webana Watch meetings in Maryland, but the thing is that if meetings, for example, like you have small meetings the whole topic or per discussion is.
So when
about,
the person dies, they can carry him home. The meeting, that is the only old Webana right now. God help us. Thank you very much. Thank you very, very much. Thank you, my dear brother. Continue the good work and may God help us in Maryland. My sister, stay where you are. Let's speak to the very eminent barrister himself, a man after my own heart, my own heart, who is the very eminent, the very learned advocate and solicitor as well. Only one person. Barrister Mamezu is on the line from the United Kingdom. Please. Barrister.
Doctor. Director, just a quick one.
Yes.
The question you are asking for is netball, not football. What women play is netball. The one they throw things about. It's not volleyball. It's not basketball. It's netball.
But which one is the one with the wearing helmet in America? They throw it with shoulder pad like women in those days. What is it? What's that one called?
Yeah, that one is called basketball.
No. I think it's called American football.
It's American football. They push each
You know
other
the one
around.
They push each other and they fall on each other.
It's football.
Oh, okay, yeah, it's American. They call it American football. In fact, they call it American soccer.
Nobody knows what they call it because football is foot. You would think that football means using your foot to play. Is that correct?
Americans call it soccer.
No, they said what Americans call soccer. What they call soccer here?
The football that you know is called American soccer. But the one that you're saying they run around and push each other.
The gridiron.
Yeah, that is the American football.
The American football is the gridiron.
Yes.
We are like rugby. You know, they look like rugby. You know, yes. It's akin to rugby. Somebody is running with helmet.
Yes.
You throw a ball and they catch it.
Yeah, and they catch it.
That's and other American. People will fall on him.
Yes, that's American football.
My goodness. I thought a foot and ball means something you play with the foot.
That's how we say it here.
Is he upside? Anyway, they're not English. They're
and the
Americans.
Goal is a touchdown.
Touchdown.
Yes, that's what it's called.
Instead of goal, it's touchdown.
Touchdown.
Touchdown. You know, near barrister, you've heard it from America. How things are here. It's astonishing.
Anyway, director, you are doing a good job. You're doing a good job. Carry on.
Thank you very much. God bless you. You're a great man. Thank you. This is Radio Biafra, our sister. Stay where you are. Ifoma, we are doing the program with you. Stay where you are. This is Radio Biafra. Your name and where you are, please.
Good day. My name is Okechukwu, and I'm calling you from Mumbai, India.
Mumbai, India. Okechukwu, I'm from Imo State, and I'm calling you
from Mumbai, India, and I've been calling you on this. I don't know why, because of my travel. I just came back yesterday, and I called yesterday, and you couldn't understand that I'm the one. So I want to use this opportunity to greet you also. Nambi and you know my friend Dr. Iman Desi called from US. Also is my friend Mr. David.
That's good.
And the sister is here with you. So there's a lot of things I wanted to conclude about this our issue of Biafra. I don't know, some people thought that this Biafra issue of Etel is a piece of play or whatever. This issue of Biafra is that only one I call is really half a time and one from the men or gatherers. I'm telling you, my dear brother, there is no time. Yeah, the man I bought any the transmitter, any drink, any the guy I got Nigeria, I am a camera. There is no time, my dear brother. I'm telling you, because this is almost how many years now after the civil war today. Thank God that someone like you have the opportunity and the mind to stand. Look at after the civil war today, what I got enough that will say, okay, let him provide the effort that made so that our people can contribute. No one of them can, even the people also in our town around the world, in our game itself, they are not ashamed of you from here, all the way from London and travel to America and tell them to change, to remember their identity. They're not even ashamed. I am telling you the truth. And if you say one day I'll just do this Asia, India, self, even I'm not going to see yourself, I will be happy self that will see somebody like you over here about this Bear Force issue. Because I don't think that the people you are meeting, they know the value of this Bear Force. Because if they know the value of Biafra, they will not be talking so much. Or maybe come. Let's come together and remember our ancestors, where we come from. When you come to my Facebook, I don't have anything I write over there about the issue of Biafra. Because when I remember the people of 3 million souls wasted in Biafra land, maybe in some of these are our Igbo people, their family haven't told them about Biafra. I want them to hear about Biafra. Because I'm sure that no one, any Igbo man of Biafra, anything about Biafra, I want them to hear about Biafra. The Biafra will be inside him. Because that place where I very created things, Emana, from generation to generation, no Igbo man can forget about things of Biafra. Because with the pain, we lost a lot. We started afresh. Things happened to mankind. That is why people of Nigeria is afraid of Igbo man. They thought that maybe we can...
Stay, my brother and Rabin, I like what you're saying. You, my sister as well, stay where you are. Let's take this call. This is Radio Biafra. Give us a name and where you're calling from.
Yeah, this is Joko from Dallas, Texas.
Yes, go ahead.
Yes, it's a moment of people who call Nigeria now, who are in the Nigeria. About my younger brothers who are dealing with their international passports. And I have 70,000 Nigeria with your international passports. From the top of the level of corruption in Nigeria. From the international passport, around 70,000 naira.
We are going to do that. What we would like you to do is to, after this program you give us, we need to interview the people concerned. We don't need their real names. We want to ask them some questions to give us the facts.
Okay.
You know that this is Radio Biafra. Anything here in the report has to be investigated and factually presented. So we'll speak to them and then we devote a sizable time of our program to that very issue of the whole world knows that Nigeria is a useless place for corruption, but we want to help air this very problem to our people. Not only your people are going through this thing, we have our brothers in Texas as well. some other parts of Texas, their parents are going to renew their papers and they are having severe difficulties as well. They have to bribe every manner of person to be able to get a document that they should get for 5,000 naira. They are being quoted some tens of thousands of naira. That is not correct. We are going to devote some time to it.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Yes, Chidera, go ahead.
Yeah. The previous caller was saying something about some of the people are thinking he must be referring to those of us here in America being shameless, and I wanted to add to that because the Bible actually talks about it. It says the shameless people are shameless and stubborn, and their feet do not abide in their house. So
which part of the Bible is this?
Proverbs chapter 7 from verse 11 to 12.
Proverbs chapter
7
from 11 to 12.
Yes.
It talks about shameless people, people without shame. You are staying in another person's country, eating another person's food, drinking their water. They give you job, they sack you, you're running all over the place when your own is there. The question I want to ask is, everything that I have seen in the United States since I came, and even in England, did any of them fall from heaven? Let's ask our sister, she's waiting. Kanye Juoya, if all the things around Sweden came from heaven, did it fall from heaven? Have you been anywhere in Sweden where beautiful houses, good roads, electricity, water is falling from heaven every blessed day, or were they made by human beings?
Everything in Sweden were planned and made by human being. None of them fell from heaven. You see, everything deals with planning and programming. That is exactly how the Biafran land is supposed to look like. If we are highly organized, we can also even be more better than Sweden if we are organized.
Yes.
And that is why we are organizing things like this.
Of course, we need to be organized properly. What I want to ask you again, my dear sister, is this. When you see somebody walking past you, when you see a Swedish person, a Caucasian, a white person walking past you, do you see that person as better than you, or do you see yourself as anything you can do, I can also do it? How do you see yourself vis-a-vis the people that you're living in their area?
You see, I am a different human being from every other people who live in Sweden. I'm a complete pessimistic human being. I see myself as somebody who do not have any problem, and I see myself as somebody who is a goal getter. Yes. And but most people in this place, Sweden, especially the Nigerians, not just black, but the Nigerians, they don't always believe that something positive will always happen to them. But I don't know the reason why they think like that, you know. So it all depends on individual. But me myself, I see myself as somebody who can get whatever I wanted, because since I was born, whatever I have ever dreamt of or think about always come to pass.
So what is it, what can you tell us about about what you think of Biafra? Because since anything you set your heart to it, you get it. So maybe we can bring you out to be at the forefront. You can help us get Biafra. Is that a good thing to do, or do we leave you in the background? Because anything you set your heart to do, you always get it.
Okay, to answer that question, whatever I believe in and I put my heart on, today is my first time of calling the Radio Biafra to contribute on air.
Yes.
And before I made this phone call, I have done some kind of research for myself, individual research work. And after my own individual research work, and within myself, I was you know, convinced to make this phone call. I have been writing a lot of messages via Skype to make my own contribution, because I wasn't enough convinced enough. But today I realize that Radio Biafra is something very powerful, and I believe today that Biafra as a nation, sovereign state, will come to pass. It is true.
Thank you very much. And before we go on, because I said you can stay there, you're going to stay with us. You're not in a hurry. Are you in a hurry? We have No, not anymore. So you're going to stay with us for the remainder of the program. Before we go to the other people who are also holding on the line, there is this piece of news coming in. We must say that it is not verified yet. Not verified, it's just coming in. Do you know that the federal government of the Zoological Republic of Nigeria, after they have managed to get every crowned head, every politician, every elder statesman in the southeast, by which I mean Igbo land, to support Goodluck Jonathan? Do you know the news that is coming out? You know they said they're going to build a second Niger Bridge. Everybody knows that. They said, oh, second Niger Bridge is coming, is coming, is coming. Do you know the news you are receiving now? It's just breaking. They are telling us that the federal government of Nigeria will only pay will only pay 30% of the funding of the construction of the second Niger Bridge. And hey, oh, brother Jesus, I can't. It's laughable. Let's take this call from Dr. Egemba. Dr. Egemba, you on the line with us? This is Radio Biafra. Before you come in, there is a piece of news breaking that federal government of Nigeria is saying they will only contribute 30% of the funding towards the construction of the second Niger Bridge. And you know what they want to do? They want somebody to go and fund it and put a toll booth there, so they'll be collecting money from people. Second Niger Bridge. That is what the so-called second Niger Bridge that they claim they're going to give to the Igbo people. What they're doing is to tell, hey, Church Abasala. Doctor, are you there? Dr. Egemba, are you there? Dr. Egemba, can you hear me? No, he cannot hear me. He cannot hear me. He can't hear me. He can't hear me. My sister, are you there?
Yes, I'm still here.
Yes, we are reporting that the bridge that Good Lord Jonathan promised our people is only 30% of the money. 30%. They will only pay one-third of the cost. One-third of the cost of the construction of the second Niger Bridge. What they are saying is that they want us, the cheek of it, they take our oil from Biafra land, they take our oil, and to build one bridge for us, they cannot do it. One tiny bridge, they can't build it. They are telling us that we have to pay. We are not benefiting from the oil money. We have to pay for the remainder of the 70% through toll. And nobody knows when the 70% will be complete. So if I fund the 70% and put my collection booth there, I will be there until thy kingdom come, collecting money from people. Nobody will know when the 70% is complete. This is the type of Nigeria we have. It is disgraceful. Very, very disgraceful. This is Radio Biafra. We're coming to you today from a place called Bristol in Virginia. On a night, we are telling you that the Good Lord Jonathan's administration is saying they will only fund 30% of the cost of the bridge of River Niger. The rest of the 70%, somebody will pay for it. That money people don't want to use to contribute towards the transmitter. You see, now they're going to give it to the government of Nigeria. Because what goes around comes around. If we have this transmitter, we'll build our own second Niger Bridge. This is Radio Biafra. Dr. Egemba, are you with us?
Yes, I am. Now, sorry about that. Yes. First of all, about what you call about this so-called breaking news. Now, it is this news, this event, how our people are going to react to it, that will prove to me whether we are cowards or not. You have been saying that Igbos are coward. I have tried to play it down to say no, it is not. It is actually how our people are going to react to this. As you have just rightly pointed out, the 70% is going to come from private contractors. Then they will put a toll gate and be collecting it, because they know that on that route it is more than.
They can collect the money back.
It is more than 95% of people who will use the bridge are Igbo people, and this will be another type of tax. Now you tell me, where else in the country has there been such an investment or a project with a private initiative. So have it been done anywhere in the north? How about the railway lines? How about all other major capital projects that is being undertaken by the government? Has it been done this way? If the answer is no, why is it being done to these people? Is it the continuation of the economic deprivation of the Igbo people? Is it the continuation of the so-called marginalization? Is it the so-called punishment of people that were defeated in the war? Is it a proof to the Ohanaeze people that they are nothing? They can only accept, they can be offered the bribe, and then they will shut up their mouth. So our people, well, let this, since it is still breaking, let the news break into pieces. Let us analyze it and see how people, what reaction we are going to get from different sectors of the society, both from political leaders, from students union, trade unions, and so on and so forth. That's number one. And another thing I want to say is that our sister that called from Sweden, I had the opportunity to read what he posted in Radio Biafra Facebook the other day, and I remember contributing to it. Now, remember also the so-called prophet from Yorubaland who was telling us that there is going to be a new Biafra as if we don't know that we are coming. Now, what I am happy that he is listening. My sister, my name, by the way, is Dr. Chukwuma Egemba. I live in London, and by the grace of God, a member of the editorial board of Radio Biafra. What you have just said, we have heard it before. We are not, I am not in any way undermining the special gift you have. That is very good. But what I am going to throw back at you, and I think I made such such reference in the comment I made when you posted this in the Facebook page, is this: if you feel that you, God has revealed this to you, now it is up to you. I am happy that you have got Radio Biafra. Now you are coming out. It is up to you now to come out, to take active part, to lead from the front. Regard yourself as a prophet who God has revealed something to. I also pointed, referred you to the Bible. During the biblical times, when prophets receive message from God, which is effectively what you are doing, you are receiving a message from God. Now, it is up to you to deliver that message. By calling Radio Biafra, by writing it in the Radio Biafra Facebook page, you are delivering the message. But I want you to do a little bit more than that. You have to deliver the message and direct people on how to go about achieving this result. So thank you for coming out. Thank you for calling Radio Biafra. But you will have to take active part in this struggle. If you don't, you will not only be failing yourself, but you will also be failing God and the Biafran people who have given you this special Dr. gift Steva, to pass this message.
Thank you, Dr. Steva. You are. This is Radio Biafra. Give us your name and where you're calling from, please.
My name is Jerry Okoro.
Yes.
I'm calling from Toronto here in Canada.
Good man. Thank you very much. One of our panelists whilst we were in Canada. We are grateful for your call. This is Radio Biafra from Bristol in Virginia in the USA. Go ahead. The world is listening.
Yeah, thank you, my brother. I am only calling to tell you that we are aware of the risk you are taking. And I want to tell those people listening from Tennessee that Biafra and what you have gone through is not something we can give up now. We know that life is at risk. And it was this risk that led us to fighting the war we did fight. And this is the war that we had to fight because they wanted to take us away from this planet Earth. They didn't want us to reap the labor, the endeavor of our fathers. I want to remind us that of the truth, the result of killing our people from the north before and even after the war has continued unabated till today. We must find a way their property. Because the country called Nigeria cannot protect us. The country called Nigeria has no future for our children. Those who call themselves senators or presidents or senate president or whatever, it does not mean anything to us. All we need to concentrate is the life of our people, the future of our children. That is the reason I am encouraging what our brother Nnamdi and the elders of Biafrans are doing. That is why I am doffing my cap for everywhere he is going, trying to project the image of Biafrans. So I am calling on all of us that are outside that zoo called Nigeria to rally around this our brother who has left everything, who has sacrificed everything to bring this awareness. His life is very, very important to us because he has refused to compromise himself like the Waziricans and his brothers who are only using the name Mossum to exploit people without results. He is not doing us any good. When he came to Canada, he happened to enlighten us. We are here talking about Freedom House, but this is something he is accumulating for himself. We are here talking that Biafra has passport, Biafra has money. But all these things has no meaning because it is a channel of exploitation. It is good that people know what is happening so that we know what to find behind to achieve a result. Please, this man, Biafra, must be ringing bell in your ears unless you are a pretender. And we are not going to pretend until we achieve Biafra. Understand the amount of risk that young man is taking. And please, know that if we don't get you, it will not stop us from going where we are going. Let it be your interest that the goal of Biafra must be achieved. After all, we have seen colonies. USSR had many countries, but yet they went apart. Yugoslavia went apart. India was a colony of Britain. Eritrea was a colony of Ethiopia. Even Bangladesh, Pakistan were all belonging to India. So why do you think it is a mindset for Biafra to survive? It will not survive if you think your own life is not surviving. But in as much as we are surviving, in as much as there is blood in us, I want to promise you that that idea can never die down. We learned of this while we were kids. And today, we are talking with every blood, with every iota of grit, that we must not compromise anything. Amen. We cannot allow our children to feel inferior in that part of the world because we are the heart and soul of the black race. I am encouraging you, come out of your shell. Let the veil be removed from your eyes that you know that your future is in your hands. And if you don't do it, children unborn will do it. And if one will die at the cost of doing this, I bet you, our ancestors will not regret it. Our heroes will not be mad at us. But be it known to you, that with what we have seen in Nnamdi and those behind him are doing, we must achieve what God has destined us to achieve. Please be courageous. We will get to our promised land. May God bless every listener. May God bless everybody that is encouraging him. May God bless everybody that can see it, that we owe this to our generation. We owe this to our children, and we owe this to ourselves. God bless you as you listen and as you join in the crusade. My name is Jerry Okoro.
Thank you very much. And you know
me, Akabora. I'm from Bise.
I'm
in the state of Biafra.
Thank you. Thank you very, very much. Thank you. We have our brother on the line. Are you there? Please give us your name and where you are. You've been waiting and ringing very patiently for a while now. Your name and where you are, please.
My name is Henry Egon.
Yes, Henry, go ahead. We are listening.
Let me greet you for today, for all you have been doing.
Thank you.
And our sister, too, Chidera.
Yes, okay. Go ahead.
Yeah, I've been listening since afternoon, since 7 o'clock yesterday, and all the topics and... Hello?
Yes, we are listening. The world is listening. Please, yeah. Go ahead. We are listening.
Yeah, the issue, one, the first, the issue of to our people who are not telling their children about the Biafran and those in America or those. The problem there is that I think after the war, most of us, our parents did not tell us about the Biafran war. Like myself, I didn't know anything about the... exactly what happened during the Biafran war. All I know that there's a war in Nigeria which is called Biafran and Nigeria. That's the only thing I can have from my elderly people back home. It's only when I start to listen to Radio Biafra, then I now google some stuff and read a lot of things and see exactly what happened. On this issue,
yes, we are listening. We are listening.
Yeah, people in America, and there is different on lots of people that born back home that brought up in Igbo land, and the people that grown in America, or people that even though there's people in Lagos, even though most of them they don't speak Igbo, because of those in America. On this issue, all we can do is to, how many people will get, and those people who are really interested on this issue of a Biafran issue, will just carry on, you know. And again, I have another thing I want to say about, like, when the gentleman that called yesterday, that saying about the, during the Biafran war, how... the Hausa soldiers rape our women in front of him. It's not still happening today. It's still happening in the Nigerian police. It's still happening. They are still killing even in Imo State. Do you know that in Imo State police headquarter, that the police will go and arrest people? Somebody they call a subset, and the person will not be charged to court, and the person will be killed in the police station there and buried there. Have you heard about this before?
No, I have not heard about this. Where did this happen? Where is it happening?
Okay, this is in Imo State. Do you know that there's something the police call in Imo State? They call when they arrested the suspect, they say they are taking you to Abuja. Abuja is Port Harcourt Road. That's the end of the person there. They don't take you to Abuja. They said they're transferring you to Abuja. But when they go to Port Harcourt Road, they tell you this is the end of you. You find your way. They shoot you. That's the end there. This is happening in Imo State. This is happening. Igbo people are involved on this. The Commission of Police is in Hausa man. They go to the Imo State. They go to the villages. They went and arrest people. They use the evil people to go and do this. The commissioner is an Hausa man. Those people in the state CID, they are Hausa people. But the people they will use to go and arrest people is the evil people. Hausa man cannot go to inside in Gopala without an evil person taking him to there to go and arrest anybody. So the problem we are having, we have a lot of problem. We have a big issue. The everything that happened that's happening over there, the governor is aware. If something happened in Imo State, somebody they arrested somebody and the police kill somebody, the commission of police have to write that before they will not send it to the IG in Abuja. So if the governor of Imo State supported what he wrote, who's gonna question about what happened over there? Nobody's gonna question about what happened over there. So the problem is not the Hausa people or the Yorubas that our problem. Our problem is that our people in the government, our people in the police, they are the one that's causing our problem. So some people are today that are hungry, the governor will come and give them food, give them job. The people that are saying they're fighting for Biafra, they are Masob, they was Rike. Now they are giving him money. Now he's just, you know, using other people and doing other things that he's doing. So the issue is not the Northerners or the Yorubas. If you want to get Biafra today, it's in our hand. And all those people that they are called governors, the senators, or everybody, we have to call them and sit them down. That's what I want to say tonight.
Thank you very much. The information you have given to us is invaluable. It's invaluable, and the Imo State, these are some of the atrocities going on and why we need a transmitter so that people at home will know that when they say going to Abuja, taking somebody to Abuja, they're going to kill the person. That is why we need the people don't even afford in the banya matching or for man. They can't reason properly. Why do you think we need a transmitter? Is to get this type of message into our land to let our people know what is happening. Thank you very much for calling, and God bless you. Thank you. This is Radio Biafra. Give us your name and where you are, please. The caller on the phone, your name and where you are.
My name is Stanley Silvanos. I'm calling from Thailand.
Stanley Silvanos from Thailand. Go ahead. The world is listening. Go ahead.
Yes, I am from Abia State in the Amachi Autonomous Community in Isiolangba North. That is my village.
Gani Hun Subwari. Go ahead. We are listening.
Yeah, I have two questions. One, regarding the transmitter. I want to know how far we have gone about the transmitter. And again, the coming of the election in 2015, I want to know if Biafrans will be exempted from participating in that election.
The transmitter, the money is not complete. As at the last time we checked, the money was at 14,000. Is that correct? 14,000. The last time we checked was 14,000. I don't know if you have made any contribution. If you have, then it hasn't reflected yet, and they haven't told us. So we are still waiting for people to contribute money. We are looking for 50,000, 50,000. Before, we said it was 28,000. Just to buy the transmitter alone, we need to build 4 masts. Mast being that thing you see when you see empty, you know, when you're traveling past a radio station back home, you see a tall mast, very, very tall. We need to build 4 of those, 4, so that our signal can what is called refraction, and that the signal can travel very far. We need to clear 1 acre of land and bury copper. We can't tell them the technology we're going to use, do we? No, we can't tell everybody the technology on the air. But we want to do something that if you tune in Radio Biafra in Biafra land, those in Cairo will get it on AM. Those in South Africa will get it on AM, not just on the internet, on their radio. So that is why we need £50,000, my dear brother. The money is not complete. Any contribution is welcome towards the purchase of the transmitter. Go ahead.
Yeah, thank you. But why I'm asking about the transmitter, because my brothers and my sisters back home in Amachi in particular are calling me and asking how will they get to hear about Radio Biafra, because I've been telling them about Radio Biafra. They said they can't get it, and I've told them that they should wait that our transmitter is coming. So that is why I'm asking the stage we are now regarding the transmitter.
We are going ahead with the transmitter acquisition. We are waiting for people to complete the contribution so we can go ahead and install it. Everything is ready to move. We are waiting so we can go and install it. tell your people they don't have long to go. They don't have very long to go. That the transmitter will come. We are depending on our people, hoping on them to help us to complete the money that is left. But the transmitter is coming.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, thank you very much. Thank you.
Yeah.
Yes, thank you. Yes, that's our dear brother. Our sister, are you still there?
Yes, I am still here.
Yes, please. We are bringing the program. We very shortly will bring the program to a close. We want you to give us your observation, your thinking, your opinion, and how you think we can make progress. But because you're going to be with us, let us take this call. Stay where you are. This is okay. Radio Biafra. Give us your name and where you are, please.
Yes, this is CSJ from Eden Chapel from Dallas, Texas.
Yes, go ahead.
Yeah, I want to make a little contribution and also ask a question regarding to what the last person that, the second to the last person that called about police killing people and not killing people. You were telling us about, revealing about the atrocity that Maasai people have been committing and stealing and killing and robbing and all sorts of atrocity. Now, if Maasai people are involved in this, why are we now trying to talk issue about them, the Ozu River, the people who kill, that they are armed robbers? If Maasai people are involved in this type of atrocity, are we not to support of killing those that have been killing our people, you know, kidnapping people and committing all manners of atrocity? Instead of defending them, asking about autopsy, about their killing or not killing.
We need to, because every life, we see, we don't believe in jungle justice. We are Biafrans, we are Igbo people, we are civilized people. Everybody accused of every crime should be given an opportunity to defend him or herself, because we are civilized people. That is what sets you apart from an animal. Nigeria, we call Nigeria a zoo because it's full of animals. Look at what Masop did by attacking their fellow Igbos and killing them. So what we are trying to get across to people is that in the new Biafra we are going to build, every accused person, everybody will have the right to defend him or herself in a competent court of law, according to our ancient ways and traditions. Those are the ways of our ancestors. We can't change it because of a few barbarians. These are animals. And that is what we are trying to get across to our people. And thank you very much for that. Please go ahead. This is Radio Biafra. Your name and where you are, please.
Yes, my name is Pius I.K. D.K., calling from Toronto in Canada.
Yes, that is the great man himself, the Nicodemus of our time in Toronto in Canada. Please go ahead. The world is listening. The Ebo, Mr. Professor. Go ahead.
Yes. Thank you, Director, and thank God for your safe arrival at Virginia. And also, I would like to thank the crew, the rest of your crew members of Radio Biafra, and those helping you in London on this broadcast. Quickly, let me not take much of the time. I think I can summarize that the problem, the broader problems we as a people are having, as Igbo, I can say we are right now on what I call self-destructive path. You have people who live in the United States, in Canada, and all of us, all other parts of the world, you know, in the diaspora. They have all these kids. They don't teach them the culture. They don't teach them the language. Like one of our brothers that called in from Maryland, asking you how we can reach, you know, the youth in Maryland. And if I can, if I understood one of the solutions you provided, you said if they can form a Biafran football club or something. Then I understood again. You said we've not been able to convert their plan. How can we get to the kids that are even born outside of Israel? So I'm not saying, even if it's not a Biafran football league or whatever, do you think we allow them to join this thing because of the word Biafra?
Yes.
So I don't know if their parents didn't allow them to associate with anything called Biafra, because their own parents are already running away from the world.
Then the second point I'm raising,
what is your solution? How do we arrest this problem?
I believe we can arrest this problem by having this transmitter and exposing the names of this trend anywhere, both in Canada and the United States, exposing this name, calling out their names, so that their people back home can know the kind of people they have outside of Nigeria. Start calling their names, especially the president or the chairman or the chair ladies of this Igbo region that is scattered all over the world. Calling their names on the air, especially when the transmission is realized, so that their people back home from the villages or wherever they come from can hear, can know the kind of people they have. Because these people back home look up to them as people that are responsible. But they're not. You have people that are on a self-destructive path. You have people who are hated both in Nigeria and Nigeria. I'm not doing anything about it. Look at the breaking news I'm hearing right now that, 30%, the federal government is moving on, pulling 30% towards the building of the second major bridge. And none of us are even raising an alarm, or I'm even being sold out. They are still campaigning for the president. So I get all kinds of bad news every day. Sometimes I'm even scared of listening to all these things. So I keep wondering, where is the hope? What kind of people are these people?
They are animals. That is where they have the zoo.
What kind of people are called themselves Indian people and they don't sit down and reason and ask themselves questions? That where are we going as a people? They've left all their lands. The Northerners have taken over the land because nature abhors vacuum. And they're not doing anything about it to reclaim the land. You have criminals that governors running over all over the place. You have myself emboldened to killing their own people as opposed to defending their own people. They are killing their own people. Cowardice, I remember I mentioned something. I said the longer we stay in Nigeria, the more we become Yoruba. Yorubas are good at killing their own people, but they never attack anyone. Yorubas are very quick at, they're good at that. It is 1965, the first election crisis that happened in Western regions.
Yes, 1963. Yes.
63-64. Where the Yobas were killing each other. Yes. But the minute the coup happened, the minute the Northerners took over the Yobas, they couldn't do anything. Going out sat there, giving them orders. This is what we've become now, Director. This is what we have become. We have become cowards. And cowards are good at attacking
themselves. You are absolutely correct. That is the only thing cowards do very, very well. They will not attack the enemy. That is why MASOP is a group led by cowards. They are cowardly people. That is why you attack your own kind. You did not go into the field of battle to fight for your country. The same way that Nigeria sent their troops inside Nigeria to be harassing and killing civilians, claiming you're a soldier. And now, but you go and shoot market women. You say, I'm a very strong soldier. Go into the theater of war. Go and do battle. Then we know you're a soldier. Look at local champions like MASOP killing people. You're killing your own kind because Nigeria is behind you. They have given you the license to go and kill, and you're killing. You're telling me you are brave. They must be mad. Thank you very much for calling, my dear brother. Let's take this call and then we'll close the call. Thank you, DK. Thank you very much. This is Radio Biafra. Give us your name and where you are, please. Are you there? Is the caller there? Can you hear me? No, they are not serious. We are bringing the program to an end. Our sister is there. Ifoma, are you there? Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you very
well. Yes, please close the program today for us. Close the program for Radio Biafra today. Please go ahead.
Okay, I want to start by saying that Biafrans are very intelligent people. That is why the entire Nigerians are afraid of us. If we were not intelligent and smart, they wouldn't have been respecting us the way they are doing today. Yes. So, what I wanted to say before, I have not said that my purpose of calling, but I have to summarize it in a way. It's concerning the issue of federal government cut-off scores for the common entrance examination. It happens that my own younger sister's child.
Yes.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, very well. Go ahead, please. Very well.
Yes, my younger sister's child, who is just 8 years old, who will be 9 years by December.
Yes.
She wrote the examination and scored 178. Yes. And the cutoff mark for the Queen's College in Lagos, she, according to her, she said 134.
Yes.
And they were just collecting a different cutoff mark for non-indigents of Lagos State as a state.
Yes.
So the cutoff for the non-indigents, according to her, is 174, because my younger sister's child scored 178, and the cutoff for non-indigent is 174. The cutoff for the Lagos State indigents, according to her, is 134. And it happens that she got the admission, if not for her high, you know, good performance.
Now the thing is that when you say non-indigents, who are the non-indigents in Lagos State?
People who are not the Yorubas. People who were not born in Europe. Even if you were born in Lagos, you are not an indigenous of Lagos, according to Nigerian definition. If you were born in Lagos State, you are still not a Lagos State indigene until your parents, one of your parents, especially your father, comes from Lagos State. Then you will be identified as a Lagos State indigene.
Stay where you are. We'll come back to that. Let's take this call. It's important. This is Radio Biafra. Give us your name and where you are, please. Your name and where you are.
Okay, my name is Chikwadu Ibama.
Okay, go ahead. This is Radio Biafra from Virginia. Go ahead. Well, where are you from?
Oh, I'm from Imo State.
And where are you calling from?
I'm calling from San Francisco Bay Area.
Okay, wonderful. Go ahead.
Okay, I spoke with you, I think it was the day you were at the airport.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah, because I wanted to come to where you work in Pittsburgh.
That's correct.
Apparently, yeah, it didn't go as I had planned.
That's okay.
Anyway, I've been listening, attempting to call in and say something, especially when we were in Canada.
Yes.
But I couldn't get through. I tried to contact some of my folks to see if I wasn't doing anything wrong. But they were having the same problem. It is, I think, uplifting, to say the least, to hear a lot of what is going on. The education that's coming through and the effort to make sure that education will be able to get to all of our people. My concern, though, is that for hundreds of years, we as a people have been miseducated. And it would not take a blink of an eye to erase the effect of miseducation. Therefore, to have a solid ideology, evil ideology, to live by, that we will slowly but steadily inculcate into the minds of our people, so that our resurrection of ourselves will not be a shaky thing or something that will end up dividing us. There are certain languages I hear, certain use of language, like killing. I was glad, I think it was Dave Foyce that also, when you say something to somebody who called and talked about killing, and he said, no, we are not killers. We don't kill our people. We don't intend to do so. To have an idea of what we are fighting for, something that all of us, something that can truly, truly unite all of us, is something I think that needs to be worked out, needs to be thought out. In regards to the transformer, I'm going to put in $300 towards that transmitter.
Yeah. Thank you very much. Every little helps, as they say. Yeah.
But my like I said, if I have any concern, I have talked to many people. Uche, who I've called in so many times, he was the one who informed me about Radio Biafra. And when you were here, he was the one who told me you were coming over here. I was surprised that Radio Biafra existed. I was coming to the Bay Area, and I had no idea. I didn't even know where you were, where you went, and how it was organized, who did what. Because I think if the knowledge was there, it would have been different. Although I don't know how it ended, but I don't think it ended as it would have. But in any case, please, among those who can, let there be a gathering to come up with a uniting ideology that can hold our people under, that our people can gather, every person, because there is one thing you bring up now, say for instance religion, and you will not be able to bring all of our people together. Bring certain things and our people, so we run this way because of many, many, many years of miseducation existing in our head, in our brain, in our minds. So this ideology is something that affects every single one of us, which is, for instance, the way we are being killed, the way we are being denied our rights in our own homeland, the way that we're being run off this land, our own land, the way we were treated during the war. A lot of people don't know anything about it. And they need to be educated about it. Without knowledge, where do you go? So I hope that those who will be calling in the future and those who have called, we think upon this, think about it, so that we come up with something. When we say something, we say something that will bring us together so that we can fight for that objective. I thank all of you, and if I can, I don't know how I can send this money out to you. Are you U.S. now?
Yes, we are still in the United States. Yes, we are here.
Okay. Is there an address I can send out money order? I can run out right now and send out money order, or if enemies or what, Western Union MoneyGram, yeah, so that the money can reach there, so that it can be intended to go towards the use. It's intended for as quickly as possible.
Yes, we can do that. Jidera will give you details now. Thank you for calling. You remain on the line. I should give you the details. It's a very good thing you called. Uche Nnaji is a valued Biafran. He was one of the people that presented when we were in Atlanta. So we are very, very grateful that the message he sent to you has gotten through. It has gotten through. So Chidera is going to contact you in the next few minutes, in the next 10 minutes or thereabout, to give you the details. Okay. We are grateful for your call, and continue to speak to your friends about Radio Biafra. Tell them to listen to Radio Biafra the same way you did, because we are confident.
As long as the honesty, the integrity, and being down to earth, being what I call, that's really being human, is concerned, I think myself and people I know, I will be Igbo. They can even come to you, they will fall in here on a Niku, bring in it, and you go through the food, drink them down.
Our sister, are you still there?
Yes, I am still here.
You are a Biafran, you are dedicated as well as you are loyal. Please continue the roundup of our program. We are overrunning. We are no longer taking any calls. We thank all those that called us. Please continue to round up our program for us. Please continue.
Okay, I want to say that the wonderful Biafrans who are listening right now, I am just saying thank you very much, because a lot of people have actually dedicated a lot of time, energy, strength, and a lot of things to see that this program come to pass today. Therefore, in this regard, however, I want to say that we are intelligent people, like I said before, very, very smart, very strong, and that is why the whole entire Nigeria is afraid of us, Biafrans. And they will continue to be scared and running helter-skelter. They cannot stop until we achieve what we are looking for. And that is how it will continue to be. Because I already know, it is true that I was born in Lagos. That doesn't stop me from speaking my native language, because I thank God for the kind of parents I have. The family itself have a lot of work to do in bringing up, in the upkeep of their children too, irrespective of the fact that the children were born in the north or in the, we visit the village every Christmas. It's a big plus. And today I'm in Sweden. That does not make me to visit. It doesn't stop me from visiting Nigeria every December. I was there last Christmas. So, Biafra will come to stay.
Yes.
We will not relent. We can never do that.
Yes.
And we are optimistic people, not pessimistic human beings. And everything must surely come to pass in Jesus' name.
Amen. Thank you very much. Thank you very, very much. And God bless you, my dear sister. We are living with a very breaking news. That 50 Boko Haram, people who their fathers went out to go and kill, 50 orphans in Borno State is to get scholarship. That 50 orphans of Boko Haram, they are, in fact, it's unbelievable. Unbelievable. This is Radio Biafra. We have come to you today from Bristol in Virginia. This is breaking my... This news is I don't know. It's beginning to get to me sometimes. These people are taking us for fools, you know. They think we are idiots. They think we are imbeciles. You know that. 50 Boko Haram orphans to get scholarship. When those they killed, no one has paid them any compensation. The orphans are getting scholarship. Sometimes I wonder. I ask God, why are you doing this to us? Is there anything that we did? Is there any way we can atone for the sins? Whoever brought this curse upon us, it won't be well with that person. Nigeria has reduced us into nothing. But we are rising. We are rising. And we are going to get where we were before. Where we were before the white man came, a position of preeminence, both in terms of culture, in terms of way of life, in terms of our value system, is what we are seeking to restore. Please, Chidera, greet our people so we can close.
Hello, wonderful people of Biafra. Thank you for listening to this second segment of the broadcast. My name is Chidera Akabo, and I'm asking you to rejoin us tomorrow by 7 p.m. London time. Thank you.
Thank you very much. And for all of you who have listened to us today, it's been a pleasure. We are grateful to have your company. Continue to spread the message about Radio Biafra. Continue to spread the word that Biafra is where we are heading to. Our ideology, as our brother from San Francisco said, is very, very simple. It is to unite the people, but we are not going to unite with criminals. We will not unite with anybody who has a hand in the killing of our own people. We believe that we Igbos don't shed blood, and I know it won't matter. We don't kill people. It's not in our nature, because we call a human being matter, ma nkendo, the beauty of life, so we don't kill. Anybody who has taken part, or is complicit in the death of an Igbo person, the death of a Biafran, cannot come with us. No amount of pleading. It is on one point I am not prepared to change. Once you have stained your hands with the blood of another Igbo person, you are cast asunder. You cannot be part of us. In that respect, Owazurike is finished. He can never be part of us again from now till eternity. This is Radio Biafra. Join us once again tomorrow, 2 p.m. here in the Eastern Time in the United States. It is also 7 p.m. in the beloved Biafra land and 7 p.m. in London. We love you all. If not, we wouldn't be doing this. Believe you me, we know that the word love is a very cheap thing to use. Everybody uses it, even those intent on cheating and duping others. But here, we genuinely care about you. We genuinely love you as our own. And we are asking you to please, whatever you do, try and join us. Because this is your radio station. This is Radio Biafra. Please, whatever you do, rejoin us again. Same time. God bless all of you. And good night.
Even though I see not yet the mama.